slew of guys making tackles because Lakers had the ball early, often, and they were getting tackled on all different sides of the field. So not surprised of the variety of players in USA that made some tackles. But Colton Oyevido obviously had a very, very quietly good game on defense for Lakers, holding down that middle linebacker position. Didn't say his name enough. And you can't say enough about what Blake Smithers does for that offensive and defensive line. You can't run at him, and you always want to run behind him on offense. And he is going to be a weapon moving forward for Lakers.
Impressive action for the Lakers tonight. You know, the double wing offense has sometimes in the past 3.5 years have been kind of, a lot of people have said it's predictable. You know what's going to happen. Well, tonight we certainly know where the ball was going, Ethan Wisner's hands, but yet when you have the offensive line, when you have the backs like you do, you can be predictable. You're going to say, it's kind of Menominee back in the day and Ishpeming saying, I'm going to run right there, and they do that.
Well, and they were predictable. They got more predictable as the game went on, but when they run the double wing, it was Kretschmer that was the guy that was exposing this defense. And in the second half, they went to that extended eye, and he got 5 yards, and he got 5 yards, and he went, you know what? We're just going to run this. And the whole time, 13, 15, 18 straight carries for Wisner until the fourth quarter, about 3 minutes left, they had no answer for it. So Wisner dominated from the eye, had some nice plays in the double wing, but it was Kretschmer around the edge. They were attacking that right side over and over, but that's the side that Smithers is on, and he was setting the edge and not allowing those ends to get to the sideline so they could cut up the middle anytime they wanted. They could keep it around the outside for big gains whenever they wanted. So they did what they wanted with USA defense. So, again, I look at 28-22 and give a ton of credit to Coach Hahn and USA for being pesky and hanging into that game, but the Lakers had this game in control. As soon as they tied this game in the second quarter, it was all Lakers the rest of the way. Two or three mistakes allowed some big touchdowns for USA to hang around, but never really threatened the Lakers late in this game.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more there. And it always fun to see these two teams meet up on the gridiron. Always causes for a good one. Lakers, of course, was shut out last year by USA in USA 38-0. Lakers wins this one 28-22, and they controlled the time of possession as well, almost having the ball for 28 minutes this evening compared to USA with the other portion of that. Other area scores, do we have anything here, Dave, to report before we sign off on the night?
Sure do.
Oh, wow. All right, in the Greater Thumb East, Sandusky improves to 3-0 in the season, 2-0, already taking out Ubley and Harbor Beach now. They take out the Bearcats 38-20. In Sandusky tonight, Sandusky, that pretty much makes them Greater Thumb East champs.
Absolutely.
Except for Marlette.
Marlette obviously has to be mentioned, but I think Sandusky will take care of business there.
Last we heard, Marlette was leading Algonac 34-21 sometime in the third quarter. Cass City blanks Harbor Beach 38-0 in Cass City in the crossover game. In the Greater Thumb West, we have Vassar and Caro, and with 4 minutes left, Caro was leading Vassar in the fourth quarter 34-30. Last we heard, Bad Axe was leading Reese in the fourth quarter, 17-7. And in eight-player football, not a whole lot after halftime here. Kingston was trailing Deckerville at halftime, 30-0. Last we heard, in Mount Pleasant, Sacred Heart leading Peck at half, 22-14. Good to see Paul Adams making it for the second half. He was up in, what, Caseville? 54-6, Caseville North Huron beat Caseville, 54-6. Final score up in the lands of cheeseburgers. And here tonight we have the Lakers taking out the USA Patriots 28-22. Final thoughts, Dave Hanson.
Always a pleasure to come here to Lakers. Hospitality is always great. Love to see what's going on with that new facility. But Lakers, I thought, put on a clinic tonight. A couple mistakes. USA took advantage of at the right time to hang into this game. But USA losing Engelhardt for the game. I don't know how long to expect him out. I thought Gettle did an absolutely great job manning the quarterback position, knowing he's had no reps. I thought he did a phenomenal job to keep them in the game, to keep their head above water as long as they did. But the Lakers was in control of this game with all the time of possession and Wisner really putting on a clinic with that offensive line in the second half.
Dave, it's been a pleasure to have you in the booth. Unfortunately, we will not have you in the booth next week. You'll be off.
So correct.
We found the next best thing. Ed Klump will be joining us, making his broadcast debut, a former All-State player back from the 1991 squad in Harbor Beach. So we'll see how that running back pulls off his moves and after 30 years out of retirement.
I'm sure he will. He'll fit in greatly, knowing that he knows the game, and he'll have a lot of fun doing it. So that leaves me with just our Thompson player of the game, and I think that's pretty evident who
that's
that will
obvious.
Be. It's going to be Ethan Wisner. But again, can't say enough about that offensive line of the Lakers setting those holes. But Wisner showing the patience, the speed, the power, the ability to break tackles, and he put on a show tonight.
And speaking of Thompson Chevrolet, congratulations to Doug Cole. Picked up his second victory of the season with the Meteor Roundtable. Doug picked Lakers by 4 points, and they won by 6 points, barely edging out Paul Adams, who had Lakers by 16. And he's just shaking his head in disgust. He's still winless on the season. Well, we'll see. All right. Until next week, tonight's game was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, Rainey's Hunting Center, Huron Daily Tribune, North Star Bank, Huron Auto Parts, Tri-County Realty, Bayport State Bank, USA Schools, and Sure Health, better life, are you sure? On behalf of our entire broadcast team, who couldn't be here tonight, Dan Bankier, spotter, Rochelle Ramsey, our Director of Game Data Analytics, our Director of Sports Information and spotter tonight, Doug Cole, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. It was a thriller and a close one all the way down to the bitter end. Lakers pulls out the victory at home for their third victory of the season, 28-22 over USA. Our next broadcast, Cass City at USA, next Friday, will be on air at 6.05 p.m. USA now travels back home and hosts the Cass City Redhawks. That's the game we'll have on. And Lakers travels to Reese. On behalf of WLW Sports, good night.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services, on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network.